Welcome to the From the Field broadcast. It is my hope and prayer that God will use this message to touch your heart. Thank you for listening. May God bless.
Now then, they say they'll go home and all their education at Princeton, Yale, Harvard. They go back and they go, man, that's bothering me. That guy just smiled. And I said, he's got those 6 months left. And then God begins to work and deal. And what a privilege it is to be able to be called to suffer with the Savior.
Now, can I say this real quick? This is it, I think so.
What he says right here, let me tell you. He says this, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which was behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh, for his body's sake, which is the church. Fill up what's behind of the afflictions of Christ. Wait a minute now. Christ suffered perfectly. Christ has suffered majestically for the glory of God. He was the perfect sacrifice. By the way, God never has reacted. He's always acted.
That's right.
Long before Adam fell in the garden and sinned, God didn't go, uh-oh, Adam sinned, so I better do this. No, Christ was the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So before there was even light spoken, before there was even a foundation spoken into existence, He was already slain as a sacrifice for our sin. The answer before the problem. The solution before a need. So now then what we find is this. So what needs to be filled up was this. Paul was in Ephesus suffering. What needed to be filled up, what was lacking was that the message Paul was carrying, what he was preaching, proclaiming as God's chosen man, had not yet made it to Colossae. And so the sufferings that Paul went through was part of the plan of God. Amen. To carry that back to a man named Epaphras, back to Colossae. And Paul had no clue about it. There's a man there named Epaphras. And he goes back to his hometown and says, hey, I've got to tell y'all something. I've had such a change. I've heard such good news. That God was come down from heaven and dwelt among us. And that He suffered, and He bled, and He died, and he carried our sins to the cross. He took on Himself the form of a servant and obedient to death. He never left the cross. And it was Christ. And he went through the very wrath of God upon Him and the judgment of man's sin. And Ephesus, there's a man back in Ephesus who's my preacher, and he's going down the very same trail Christ did. He suffered.
Right.
He went through difficulty. But I can say to you there in Colossae that it's Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
That God was working in the life of Paul, in this suffering, in this situation, in this circumstance that Paul did not quite fully comprehend at the moment. But in the end, the full spectrum was the gospel, which was lacking, was brought into the very lives of those ones that would hear and believe on Jesus' name.
Amen.
Church was started and the gospel went forth. And I say, what a blessing tonight. This
Amen.
Morning. Are you glad you're saved?
Yes.
Helps me to look at my trouble, my struggle,
yes,
with an arm like this and say, Lord, I don't understand it, but I welcome it.
Yes.
I want to tell you what's hard. Are you ready? Now, this is it, I promise.
Easy, Lord.
I was laying there and I was panicked one night. I was laying there just meditating. It's a little hut. It's about as big as from the wall. The end all to here, about as wide as from the end all to the beginning of the pew, like this space. One room, got a little back stoop and a little front door there. And I was laying on a hammock one night. The witch doctor was off in the background chanting. And I said, not again, Lord. I was laying in my hammock. Amazing thoughts just come to your mind. One thought came to mind and said, 90% of church trouble comes from people that misunderstand what God's doing in their life. Because when we understand what God's doing, because Paul was so concerned about the ones he was writing to in Colossae and Laodicea, he said this. He says that being knit together in love and all riches of the full assurance of understanding. In other words, if they're not understanding it, then they're not knit together. They're divided. They're not together. And so in understanding, they bring them together. And I'm sitting there laying, and it just came to my heart. I said, Lord, I'll be honest with you. That verse over there where it said, in all things give thanks. That thanksgiving might be unto the glory of God. And I said, I'm not even thanking you for this. I've been complaining. I've been bellyaching. I've been pointing to you and saying, it's your fault that I'm here and I want to go home. I've been sold a bill of goods and I was ready to pack my bags. And the Lord said, son, why don't you just grab your hammer and kneel down this flat and pull it up and come with your wife. I rolled out of my hammock and on my knees I crawled over that little bench. It was actually right about here where it was at. And I knelt down that little bench. With that man chanting in the background, I begin to say, thank you, Lord, for letting me serve you here. Thank you for the sickness that I've got, Lord. Thank you for the difficulties that I've gone through. I thank you for every bit of it, Lord. Thank you for the sacrifice. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for being my Savior. And I mean, it just seemed like a cloud rolled back. And it was a dear, sweet communion with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen, preacher.
I'm going to tell you, it's easy preaching, but hard living. To thank God for the present.
That's right.
When you can't understand it. Can I remind you? Can I remind you this morning? I can't see Gunnersville from here. You can't either. And climb to the top of the steeple. You can't ever see it. It's way out yonder somewhere. I don't even know where it's at. It's out there somewhere. But if we were to all get in the plane this morning, while way up high, we'd look out a window and we could say, oh, the church is here. There's the roads to get there. And over there, there's the lake and there's Dunham. We see it all at one time.
Amen.
From one point of view, one perspective. That's how God sees your life.
That's right. Yep.
From start to finish.
Good preacher.
All at once.
Amen.
Amen.
And so you might be right here in the middle of the biggest storm of your life. By the way, read Psalm 107 and get a chance. He commands the stormy waves.
That's right.
Come up and come down. He's in charge of it. So don't lose heart because you're right here, because he can see what's up ahead. And if you'll be a partaker with him in suffering, you'll also be a partaker with him in consolation.
Amen.
And the comfort comes. Don't lose hope. What God's told you, what he's promised you, in the light, don't doubt in the dark.
Amen.
What God's told you, what he's promised you. I mean, I'm 39 years old.
Amen, preacher.
And God spoke to me one day. This is real as I'm standing behind this pulpit. He said, I'm going to give you a family one day. Man, when he told me that, and I'm telling you what, I was like, hallelujah, I'm getting married, you know.
God, I just figured the equation. What do you got to have a wife for? You can have a family and all that.
But that promise that God spoke to me, it didn't come the next year, didn't come the next week, it didn't come years and years and years. And there's been times where I'm like, Lord, I mean, but I go back to what God has said. And I have confidence that it may not be this year or the next year, but whenever He wants it to be, it'll be His perfect timing. I can trust Him in it. And I can just learn to cultivate my walk with Him while I wait.
Amen.
And so being single sometimes is tough. I'll be honest with you. Maybe some single folks I don't hear this morning. I just want to tell you, sometimes it can be tough. You know, but just, hey, hang in there. God's got something for you.
Amen.
You're walking through a season of sickness. You can't figure it out. Don't know why. Trust God. He's got it all in control.
Amen.
You walk in front of your barbarians and you shine Christ.
Amen.
And you receive it with open arms and you thank Him for it.
Amen.
Maybe you're going through some family ordeals, family issues. Look and smile. and love Jesus.
Amen.
Maybe you're here this morning and you don't even know Christ as your Savior. But maybe today He's talked to your heart.
Amen.
And He's touched you today in a special way.
Amen.
I want to tell you He's died for you.
Yes.
Not only to give you life, not only to forgive you of your sin, but to give you a reason for living, a purpose, plan. And what a blessing that is today.
Amen.
Father, in Jesus' name, thank You for grace. Thank You for the Word this morning. I thank You for helping us and for, Lord, for guiding our mind and our thoughts today. I love You, Lord. I pray now You'd go, Lord, forth again with Your Spirit and touch hearts. Manifest Yourself to us in a special way, in Jesus' name. Amen.
How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond all measure that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure.
As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. I hope it's been a help and a blessing to you. Please send all correspondence to Brother Andrew at P.O. Box 43, Hayesville, North Carolina, 28904. Thank you for making our ministry a matter of continued prayer.